Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. The ocean is full of life, big and small. Today, we're going to talk about some of the little guys, specifically a type of plankton. These tiny organisms play a big role in the health of Rhode Island's Narragansett Bay, and there's new research out about how they're changing. Possibly reporters Will Malloy and Nat Hardy are here to explain. Hi, guys.
Hey, Megan.
Hey.
So before we talk about this new research, can we just back up a bit? What are plankton and why do we care about how they're doing?
There are tons of different kinds of plankton, but this big study looked at the amount of phytoplankton in the Narragansett Bay.
And what are phytoplankton?
They're essentially microscopic algae that drift through the water.
And they're super important.
Why?
For one, they're the bottom of the food chain for all kinds of creatures in the ocean, the same way that plants are on land.
Zooplankton, the animal plankton, eat the phytoplankton. And then fish and other organisms eat the zooplankton. Also filter feeders, all those great oysters that people love, mussels, quahogs, they all filter feed phytoplankton.
That's Tatiana Reinierson, a professor at the University of Rhode Island.
Even if you don't like quahogs, you still rely on phytoplankton. They create oxygen the same way trees and plants do on land.
Every time you take a breath, you can thank the ocean because phytoplankton produce about 50% of the oxygen that we breathe.
That's Tricia Thibodeau, a professor at the University of New England who works with Tatiana to study these little creatures.
For 60 years, they've been taking weekly samples to measure the amount of plankton in the bay.
And a 60-year study can show you things that you might miss on a shorter one, which is super valuable, especially for understanding long-term things like climate change.
For example,
we found that phytoplankton are decreasing.
By how much?
Between the 1960s and 2010s, the amount of phytoplankton in the water fell by half.
That sounds like a lot. Why is this happening?
Tricia and Tatiana say they weren't able to pinpoint just one cause.
We also found that this long-term decline was connected to many different factors, including long-term temperature increases in Narragansett Bay.
So it seems to be climate change related, but lots of things are changing at once, and it's hard to figure out the exact reason we're seeing this decrease.
But this drop is happening in other places too, like the Gulf of Maine and even as far away as Australia.
The authors wondered if this decline had anything to do with the way Rhode Island has reduced the amount of wastewater running into its bay.
What would that have to do with it?
Wastewater can carry nutrients like lawn fertilizer into bodies of water, which in turn can cause algae to grow.
But this study found that improved sewage treatment probably wasn't the main cause of the decrease in plankton.
We found that there's been a long-term decline in phytoplankton occurring since before the time when a lot of this wastewater treatment was induced.
Okay, so we're not exactly sure why we're seeing fewer phytoplankton in Narragansett Bay, but should we be worried?
I don't think that's the message here. The bay is changing in lots of ways. It's cleaner now, and the water's warmer.
And the more the planet warms up, the less we can predict about how these living systems will respond.
That's part of why studies like this are crucial. This is one of the longest running of its kind.
It allows Narragansett Bay to really be a model ecosystem to understand how changes here could affect or look in other ecosystems as well.
Long-term studies like this help paint a better picture of how places like the Narragansett Bay are changing over time.
Got it. That's it for today. You can find more information or ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet at askpossibly.org. You can also subscribe to Possibly wherever you get your podcasts or follow us on social media at AskPossibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Publix Radio, Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, and Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative.